Hello, Tribbles. Happy New Year, I think. I'm not sure I want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Catch up with us quickly!
Frankly, Dwayne's spending too much time talking to you.
As I told you, it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable.
He doesn't do anything I ask him to do.
You're a loony.
Come 6 o'clock, it's like he checks out. He just leaves. He's gone. He's talking to you.
This has been your orientation. Is there anything you do not understand? Is there anything you understand only partially?
Even if there's only no one there, they'll talk to you. Like talking to an empty room. It's like if I was sitting here in an empty room talking to you, which I'm doing, in fact. Sitting in an empty room talking to you, even though you're not there, because I'm pre-recording this when it's not even the new year.
Enough of this gay banter.
Nevertheless, some of you are quite dedicated. A little off your balance. Well, actually kind of crazy, but we still love you.
This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
And Dwayne tells me that he actually enjoys your company.
In a van down by the river!
And Lilac shows up, and I understand that there are even a handful of people out there, I'm talking about you, Glenn, who say that there are better shows in the after show than there are in the show show.
Okay, then.
Well, to even you, let me say, Happy New Year, Godspeed, and we'll see you in 2015.
What a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.